Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hogg says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue.
Host of the Hogue and Johns podcast.
This is like a kitchen sink game for the Ravens. They have to win this. Like, this is like a playoff game for them. They can't fall to 1-6 and expect to make the playoffs, realistically, even in that division.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hoagie or Hogg, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking football with Adam Hogue. Adam is a man of many talents. He is of the CHGO podcast, Hogue and Johns. He is also on CHGO throughout the week. And he was a special teams coach for Mount Carmel, which, Marshall, you have the call of a game involving them and Loyola this weekend.
Big game on the U tonight, 6:30. It's Mount Carmel. It's Loyola. You already know what it is. Mount Carmel defending three-time state champions. Loyola defending three-time state champions. Two teams will enter. One will leave as the Catholic League blue champion.
That's a tough one. And you have a... This is a big weekend in high school football in general.
1 p.m. tomorrow. Yeah. We've got Morgan Park. We've got Simeon. These two teams don't like each other down at Gately Stadium.
Morgan Park is an incredible rivalry. You get to do that one, too.
1 p.m. tomorrow. We're back on the U. And then if you like that, you'll love this. 8 p.m. The IHSA High School Playoff Selection Show.
I used to host that show on NBC Sports Chicago.
Steve Soucy. Tim O'Halloran.
Steve, Edgy Tim.
We're about to get busy.
Oh, I used to do it with Dave Bernhardt, too. He was a part of it.
Oh, yeah. I love Dave.
Oh, man. It was a fun show. We had a panel of really good high school football experts, too. That was the best way to not only learn how to properly say all the names in the state of Illinois.
I have a spreadsheet.
Yes, but also just, we always got to watch kids make the playoffs. It was so much fun. And there's nothing like that. You can't do this anywhere where kids waited to watch TV and we told them who they were going to end up playing in the playoffs. That was something else.
There will be watch parties in every corner of the state to see who they are playing. And where they are playing and what's going on.
Adam Hogue joins us now via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Yeah, before we get to Bears football talk with you, Adam, as somebody who used to be an assistant coach on a high school team for Carmel, you know, this is a wonderful time for high school football.
It is. Last weekend of the regular season, a lot of good games tonight, including ours. We got Carmel and Fenwick, two really good teams. A lot of good players are going to be playing at the next level. You got Loyola and Mount Carmel tonight too. So, and it's starting to really feel like football weather out there too. I know it's going to be cold as all these games get played tonight, but I think that just makes it, it feels like playoff season.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for sure. So good luck to your team as well this week. And good luck, hopefully, in the playoffs, too. I don't want to jump the gun, so I'm just going to say hopefully and, you know, wink and smile. Let's get back to the Bears. Adam, we spent the previous segment talking about not just the Roquan trade, but then also how that shook out after that. You know, Roquan Smith goes to the Ravens. We talked about how the picks turned into Jervon Dexter and Noah Sewell. Important on the defense, but not exactly the same. We know what the Bears did with that other second-round pick of theirs for Chase Claypool. How do you look back at it now that a few years have passed and then knowing what Roquan is doing in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's been a three-time All-Pro for them, a really, really good player. I don't know that he was quite playing that level earlier in the season before he got hurt, but he was still playing at a, you know, a high enough level that, you know, certainly on the Ravens side of things, they feel good about the trade. It's been a win for them. I think the it's a little bit more murky on the Bears side. And probably even up until a couple weeks ago, it would have been hard to make an argument to say that, you know, it's been a home run by any means. Especially when you look at, it just depends on how you look at it, because when you think about those draft picks, and Noah Sewell's playing much better this year, Jervon Dexter isn't quite the player you're hoping you're getting in the second round, but he's still become, I think, a pretty good solid starter for this team this year. And then remember, with the money, you were able to turn that money into two linebackers in Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. Now, up until a couple weeks ago, when all of these guys were kind of playing together and TJ came back and Tremaine took this jump, now that he's been playing in his new linebacker position, I think anybody would have said, well, the Ravens won this trade. But now it's finally starting to look like what I think the game plan was by letting Roquan, by making that trade. If you can make an argument that you turn that into four starters, then you feel pretty good about it, even if none of them are all pros. But now, all of a sudden, Tremaine Edmonds is looking like an all pro the last few weeks. So if he can maintain that, and you already know TJ Edwards is a pretty good player, and if Jervon Dexter can continue to climb and get better, then I think there is an argument to be made that this was a win-win trade for both sides.
Adam, looking at the injury report and the way it looks right now, it looks like we're going to have some maybe alternate recommendations for who should be doing what in the secondary for the Bears. What do you see as the plan going forward if Tyrique Stevenson can't go?
Well, I think it's going to be fascinating as to how these coaches handle it. I'm really excited about the coaching matchup in this game. I think you have a lot of well-established good coaches, and there's going to be a little bit of a cat and mouse game. The Ravens run pretty much as much 12 personnel with two tight ends as any team in the league, more than the Bears even do. They're third. It's almost half of their snaps that they'll have two tight ends on the field. And if the Bears want to counter by just staying in base defense, remember they're getting Noah Sewell back this week after he missed last week with a concussion. Well, last week, after Tyrique Stevenson got hurt and the Bears were in their base defense, Kyler Gordon was not on the field. They took Nick McCloud and put him on at outside corner, most likely because that's what his role in practice has been, to be able to be a backup that can cover outside or inside in the slot. He's done both. But you just can't have Kyler Gordon not on the field in this game, in my opinion. So how Dennis Allen gets creative, does he just keep their nickel personnel on the field? Does he let Kyler Gordon play outside in base personnel? I don't know how it's all going to go, but all I know is that number six needs to be on the field because he's one of your better players. So it's going to be an interesting personnel game within the game on every single down, how that's communicated on the sidelines, through the headsets, matching up correctly. And remember, I might be the only guy that comes on here and talks about a fullback this week, but Patrick Ricard is a really, really good fullback. He's back healthy, and he really changes things in the running game. So if you do go lighter with Kyler Gordon out there, sort of a hybrid nickelback linebacker type player going up against when they go to with two backs in the backfield with Ricard, that's a guy coming downhill that I don't know that you want having Kyler Gordon matched up on. So that's where this gets really super interesting, especially in the running game. And I can't wait to see how Dennis Allen handles it, because the Bears are going to be shorthanded if Tyrique Stevenson can't play.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I agree, Adam. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. That's why, I mean, for many, many years in the NFL and in college football and in high school football, a fullback was critical. And when you use them properly, especially when you do want to establish that run game, when it is so crucial to how Baltimore can try to win the game, I think that that is an absolutely good point to make, especially when the matchups might favor them because of the injuries. Adding to that, though, we talked about the propensity for how Derrick Henry started the season with 3 fumbles in 3 games. I can see the Bears looking at that tape and being like, we need to do this again.
Yeah, I mean, and it's already been a good emphasis for them. They've been able to knock the ball out. But what a weird thing that's happened. This has not been an issue for Derrick Henry in his career. And then all of a sudden it became a major issue. And you can even argue that this team has 1 or 2 more wins and their season looks completely different right now if he doesn't fumble a couple of those balls early on in the season. So, and I'm not just saying that because he's on my fantasy team too. it's a weird thing for Derrick Henry. I'm sure he's been doing everything possible to fix that issue and get back to doing what he does. I think if you're defensively, you just kind of keep doing what you're doing. You've been trying to go after the football. You continue to do that. But you can also get in a lot of trouble with Derrick Henry if you're going after the ball and not doing everything you can to bring him down, which I think is part of the reason why he hasn't fumbled a lot in his career. It's always, if you're the first guy in and you're going after the ball, that's a gamble to begin with. But when you're doing it against Derrick Henry, who's hard to tackle, they can really cost you. So, I mean, I still think it's the smart move is if you're the first guy in, you do everything you can to bring him down. You're the second guy in, you go after the ball.
He is Adam Hoag, the host of CHGO Bears and the Hoag and Johns podcast. He joins us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. This segment brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Colston Loveland, unlocked? You tell me, Adam.
Well, I do like where he's been trending the last couple games since he's been back. I liked what he did on Sunday. I like that the Bears have trusted him in a couple big moments in these games. He had the big catch. To help set up the field goal in Washington. And then last week wasn't the biggest gamble in the world because they were up 2 scores, but it was still a little bit of a bold move to go for it on 4th down there at the end of the game just to finish off the Saints. And they ran the play to Colston Loveland, and Caleb put the ball where it needed to be, where Colston could catch it low and just go down and seal the victory. And then meanwhile, I think his blocking's been pretty good. He had a big key block on Kyle Manungai's run near the goal line. So he's holding up well in that aspect as a rookie. So even though it is frustrating at times to turn on the Indianapolis Colts and see what Tyler Warren already is, I'm still pretty optimistic that Colson Loveland can get going. And I think there needs to be a good emphasis from Ben Johnson to do that. Now, this week probably brings a little bit more of an opportunity for him if Cole Kmet can't play, just in terms of target share and obviously snaps. So I would think that this, and also the matchup, the Ravens haven't been very good defending tight ends this season. So I think there's opportunities for this to be a Colson Loveland breakout game, and we'll see if that comes to fruition on Sunday.
It would be even nicer if it were in the red zone, for example. Tight end touchdown is usually the sign of a healthy offense. Adam, what do you think of just the red zone offense discussion that the Bears have had with the media lately?
Yeah, I mean, look, the red zone is, it always takes extra time in practice. There's a couple of interesting comments. I mean, one that's not surprising, but it is, we've all heard this before, but I liked how Caleb described it the other day, just talking about how, you know, when everyone says it's tighter in the red zone. Okay, yeah, we all know that. But what does that mean? Well, he specifically brought up how defensive backs don't have to drop as far, right? So there's less risk in what they're doing because there's less space. So if they do make a mistake, there's a greater margin for error where they can still recover, because instead of having to make up 15 yards, it's more like 5 yards, right? So I think everybody can kind of understand that. What I thought was interesting was Ben Johnson talking about it earlier in the week and kind of how this is something we kind of work on later in the week and maybe it doesn't get the same amount of attention. And I'm paraphrasing right now. So maybe they just need to spend a little bit more time in practice working on the red zone, as weird as that sounds, because it is such a crucial area on the field. And you got to be really dialed in because the defense – can make a mistake and still recover. So we'll see if that improves. It needs to improve. A good thing to always rely on, though, in the red zone is the run game. And I think that's what we've seen in the run game from the Bears the last couple weeks is encouraging that they can rely on that a little bit more. The last thing you want to be is where the Houston Texans were Monday night. If anybody stayed up for that game and they're knocking on the door in the end zone, but they can't run the ball at all. The Seahawks were just, their front was just pushing them back every single play. They couldn't run the ball. So the ball had to be in the hands of C.J. Stroud, who wasn't even really playing that well. And everybody basically knew that they were going to have to throw it. That's a bad spot to be in the low red area. And they really struggled there.
We're talking to Adam Hogue of CHGO, the Hogue and Johns podcast, and CHGO Bears, which makes you just think of like, Bears in general. I know it's the actual vertical, like it's the place where you can find the articles and the shows every day, but it just sounds funny when you just say CHGO Bears.
Well, some people would argue that Greg Braggs is an actual bear. So
he's bullish on the Bears, but he's like a teddy bear.
He is a teddy bear.
Adam, I'm curious. Teddy bear. I'm curious, who did you pick to win this weekend and tell me why?
Oh, man, I just had to do this. We just recorded Hogue and Johns. It's coming out at noon. And while I do think there is some momentum here, and I realize as we're talking that the tweets coming out of Baltimore on
injury report?
Well, not the injury report yet, but just what Lamar was doing at the beginning of practice. He is practicing again. There does seem to be I've been operating on the impression all week that he's going to play because he has to play. This is just too big of a game for them. And they're openly saying, Todd Monken, their offensive coordinator yesterday, saying, well, basically it's up to Lamar. You know, if he says he's good to go, then we're going to play him. Well, that basically is telling you their doctors are saying he's healthy enough to play. So if you're a player, how could you not play in this game when it matters so much?
Wait,
they have to win it.
Adam, well, what we know is Lamar has a history of slow playing issues like this. Going back years.
According to the writers out of Baltimore, too, just so everybody's aware, this is from The Athletic. Lamar Jackson was on the practice field for the third straight day. The only Raven not practicing was left tackle Ronnie Stanley, and that's a big deal, but Ronnie had been a full participant this week, so that's the latest.
Well, and Marshall, to your point, not only does he sort of have a history of this, they're playing the Dolphins in Miami on Thursday, and that's a place he really cares about. So, man, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'd be really frustrated if the team has cleared my quarterback to play on Sunday, and he's like, no, I need a few days to get to Miami. It's a weird situation, but these are weird times in Baltimore. The heat is up on these coaches. As weird as that sounds, John Harbaugh's kind of come under fire. They're putting the pressure on Lamar, it sounds like, to play on Sunday, and it's still in doubt. This is a long way of me saying, though, when you asked me for my prediction, I think he's going to be limited regardless. So even if he's playing, it doesn't sound like the Lamar Jackson running threat is going to be the same that it usually is, and that can have an effect on the entire offense as a whole. I still think this is a desperate team, kitchen sink type of game, and I don't think we can overlook some of the mistakes the Bears continue to make. The penalties are piling up. Caleb's accuracy has to be better. Not to mention that I actually think the Ravens defense played better in their last game out against the Rams, and they're getting healthier. So and when it's all said and done, I am picking the Ravens to win 24-21 in a close one. I do think that 6.5-point spread, though, is way too much, and I would at least pick the Bears to cover.
That's a fair assessment, Adam. All of that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, it's a shame when the injury report dictates a lot of what we're trying to figure out with this game, but it really is the X factor to all of this.
Yeah, and two, like, I think the Bears will continue what they're doing from a turnover standpoint, but the margin right now between, I think the Ravens are -7 in turnover differential, the Bears are +11. The Ravens only have one interception on the season. The Bears have 11. This is more of a gut feeling, but this just feels like a game where that corrects itself a little bit both ways. It's just, I love that the Bears' goal, and Adam Johns with a great story out this morning on what Al Harris is teaching in the secondary and how their goal is to get 4 interceptions every single game, which is a lofty goal. That's hard to do every single week. So it's hard for me to be totally on board that the Bears are going to be like +4 in the turnover margin again on Sunday. If they are, great. They will definitely win the game. But I just have a little bit of a worry on the road in Baltimore that might correct itself a little bit.
Yeah, agreed. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time, and happy high school football season.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy all the football this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. That was Adam Hoge. Of course, you can catch his work with CHGO Bears, Bear, and Greg Braggs. He's a part of that, too. Hoge and John podcast as well. Coming up next, we have no Mark Grody today, but we will take you inside the locker room. DJ Moore had a very good conversation with reporters that we want to share with you. And also, Kevin Byer talked to Herb Howard about some things. So we'll do all that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.